What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, gotta give me a second, guys. I'm trying to get my Facebook live stream going. Okay, we're live now. Apologize for that. I'll have to tag my guest in a moment. But welcome. It's been a week. I hope you guys have had a good week. I've had a good week. I'm going to start off with our quotes of the day to get us going. I'm going to go through these pretty quickly because I really want to get to my guest. And they're also two kind of short quotes. And before we get started, just again, a big thank you to all of the contributors to our GoFundMe campaign. I really appreciate it. We've gotten a lot of donations since the beginning of the year. If you guys would like to help out the station, we're looking to get some new equipment. Please go to, if you just go to talkradio.nyc at the very top of the page, there's a nice little button there. Just clicks, take you straight through to the GoFundMe campaign, or it's gofundme.com/talkradioNYC marathon, because we're still following up from the marathon we did on the winter solstice. Okay, let's get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. First, from the universe. The reason old souls enjoy spending time alone is because they never really are. Much love from your invisible friends, the universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe, having a little fun with us today. And of course, you know, the universe is constantly trying to remind us that we're never really alone, that there are invisible friends always all around us, that there are our souls and spirits and guardian angels and I don't care, whatever you want to call them, that there's more around us than what we can just physically see. You know, so many people I personally know have had that experience in life where they felt like someone was watching over them, or they were about to get into maybe a dangerous situation or a difficult situation, and something kind of tugged on them and said, no, don't go that way, go this way. So there really are. And you know, you can say I'm crazy. You can say, oh, no, that's just our intuition or whatever else. I just like the idea of believing that we have spirits and guides and helpers all around us, just because it makes the universe a more populated place that way. And, you know, you can have fun with them. I mean, come on. How many people do you know have had invisible friends when they were kids? You know, I mean, really. And as you guys know, regular listeners to the show, I've had many, many guests on my show who actually could see their invisible friends and talk to their invisible friends. And when they got older and they realized, no, this was actually the fact that they were psychic and they could actually perceive these beings that most people don't perceive. Okay, great quote from the universe. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. The main event has never been the manifestation. The main event has always been the way you feel moment by moment, because that's what life is, Abraham. Oh, I'm so glad we have this quote today, because this is something I am constantly, I guess, re-educating people about when it comes to, and I ever hear anyone talking about law of attraction. Many of you know I used to run a law of attraction meetup group. I've now transformed it into something else. And a big believer in the law of attraction as a spiritual practice. And this is the thing that a lot of people miss out on. The law of attraction is not about getting the big car. It's not about getting the big house. It's not about having the soulmate of your dreams in front of you. It's not about, not saying these things aren't nice to have, okay? I'm not saying, you know, we can't have these things. Of course, absolutely. We all like nice things. We all love great stuff. But it's not about that. All that stuff is an excuse to help us to feel better and better moment by moment. Because if you really look at Abraham's teachings and you really look at the heart of what Abraham talks about in all of the books and all of the videos and all of the audios, it's always about leaning into that better feeling place. It's all about raising our vibration. What does that mean? It's all about feeling better, having more energy, being more excited, more passionate, more enthralled with life. And the things that we're looking to manifest, you know, the vacations, the world trips, the extra zeros in our bank account, it's not really about getting the things. It's about putting ourselves in that good feeling place and using those things merely as an excuse. How good is it going to feel when we have those things? Acting as if we have those things already. And you know, I know there's a lot of people who think, you know, law of attraction is just about getting a better job and it's just about having a more successful business. It's not. It's not. And that's what this quote is all about. It's about the way you feel moment by moment. As you guys have listened to every show I've done this year, I'm going to say it again. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And it's all about having that happy journey. It's all an excuse. If we're only doing it for that end goal, if we're only doing it for the big prize at the end, and we're struggling and we're stressed out and we're, you know, killing ourselves to get there, what is the point? Right? What's that old expression? Life is lived in the dash. The dash is that dash that's in between on your tombstone, in between your birth date and your death date. Right? Those two are just bookends. Life is lived in the dash, in between, in the journey. That's what Abraham is telling us right here, right now. And I love this quote. This is one of my favorite quotes. Two amazing, beautiful, awesome quotes from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham. And I think rather apropos for the guest who I have today in studio. And a big shout out to all the people on the Facebook live stream. Elizabeth, Norma, Dell, thank you guys. Let me switch my camera around. There it is. I have a new phone now, so I have to... Oops. All right. There we go. You get to see my wonderful guest in studio, Wendy Yellen. Wendy had a 100% full private practice in psychotherapy back in Houston, Texas. But she ended up closing her practice because she no longer believed in any of the traditional and non-traditional therapies she was working with. They simply weren't working. Years later, when she was reintroduced to the father of Eidetic, yeah, I got it right?
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Eidetic imagery, Actor Ashen. Mm-hmm. She knew she had found the holy grail of transformational work and jumped back into working with people and transformation. She's a graduate of Brandeis University and received her master's in social work from Smith College. So as you guys know, she's a social worker, the near and dear in my heart because my wife's a social worker. She then went on to study neo-Reiki and body work and other traditional and non-traditional forms of healing from masters from around the world. But she let all of this go when she discovered the power of the work we'll be talking about and experiencing during the show today. Wendy has been working as a transformation acceleration expert for almost 40 years. She is no slouch and is honored to be named one of the international top three transformational experts in her field. And I am very, very happy that we have her in studio, not on the phone today, here on the Conscious Consultant Hour. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you. And thank you for your big, warm hug. And I want to say that my guy was Taki. He was my invisible friend when I was a kid, and you reminded me of him in your introduction, and that was really nice.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so obviously you went to school for social work, mm-hmm. so you've always had a penchant for, like, helping people.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. And as I well know, because we do psychotherapy here in, mm-hmm. in our wellness center at Double Diamond Wellness, It's very good to help some people, but it can be very challenging for helping other people. And actually now they're finding more and more that just talk therapy and psychoanalysis really isn't that effective, and that now they're talking about really much more body-centered forms of therapy. And that's really kind of what you experienced in your own practice.
Exactly. You're hitting, to me, one of the most important pieces about psychotherapy, or about change, is how does a person actually change? What does that really mean? And what I found was that even though my clients were referring their friends, mm-hmm. and my practice was full, like you said, yeah. I didn't feel it wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough for me to do with people, even though they loved it, right? And it wasn't enough for me to experience, and it wasn't enough for me to do as a therapist. So that's why I stopped. And mm-hmm. I then experimented with body-centered work,
right?
But the work I do now is, to me, even larger than that. It was an area I didn't even know existed.
I see.
Or was possible.
I see. Now, in your bio, it says you were reintroduced mm-hmm. to the father of eidetic imagery. Right. When did you first meet
him? Oh, my gosh. I originally heard about eidetics and about Dr. Ashen so long ago that mimeographs were still being used.
With that blue ink on your fingers from running them. Yes. Yeah, I remember those when I was a kid in school.
Yeah, I still have the receipt from the book that I bought that had a mimeographed invoice.
Oh, wow.
So that's how long ago it was, you know, ancient history. And I didn't get it. Today what we'll do is I'll help people get it in a way I wasn't able to get it.
Okay.
I was so in my head that I could not allow in anything else.
Right.
And my head was just interfering constantly in the judgment. And when I rediscovered it 20 years later, I oh my gosh, this is what I've been looking for all along.
Okay. How did you get reintroduced to it?
Within the body work that I was doing,
okay,
people that I really respected were talking about it and were demonstrating it. And then somebody that I know invited me to go study with Dr. Ashen for a weekend.
Oh.
And she made it as easy as it could possibly be. She said she'd feed me. She'd drive me to Connecticut.
Wow.
All you had to do is get my butt on an airplane from Houston and come to New York, actually.
Wow.
And so I thought, how easy can I stand it, right? That's how.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Okay, we got some more viewers on the Facebook live stream. Welcome, Jonathan, old elementary school friend, Imelda and Jennifer. Thank you guys for tuning in. And also to let people know, I'm actually got two cameras going today. We'll see how this works, because I'm also I've got the Facebook live stream off of my personal timeline, and I also got it running a separate camera so you can see both of us off of my Conscious Consultant Facebook page. So if you want to see both of us at the same time, go to the Facebook.com/Conscious Consultant. or if you're on my regular timeline, I'll just be switching the camera on my phone back and forth. Okay, so when we come back, let's talk a little bit of exactly what Eidetics is, kind of what it's all about, and then later on the show, I'll be a guinea pig for you, and we'll actually do a little demonstration for our viewers and listeners. And of course, if anybody has their own questions, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 877-480-4120. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Wendy Yellen, a transformational expert in the using the process of Eidetics. So what exactly is Eidetics?
I will explain it briefly, and that's why we're going to have an experience later, because there is no explaining it. The conscious mind doesn't understand this in the depth that it has. That said, it's an image that's already inside of us that also contains feelings and multiple layers of meaning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, how do you use it as a process for transformation? I mean, and I'm familiar with a lot of different things like, you know, the EMDR where you use eye movement. Mm-hmm. There's somatic experiencing where you kind of use the body for helping someone to move past stuff. How is Eidetics different?
It's different because it helps you get out of the conscious mind, which will distort true thinking.
Okay.
And gives you, whereas there's people that go through the body, of course, lots of people go through the body, but this is going through these images that are already inside of us that are very simple to see and carry a lot of truth and are connected to really important parts of our life. And what I love about it is that if you let yourself go with what you see and you follow the image without controlling it, it will take you to a part of yourself that you may have thought you'd never find again, or maybe it didn't even know was there, and it's viscerally true. And it makes more sense when you do it.
Okay. Definitely. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No. We'll get there. We'll get there. I just like to try and give people a little bit of something. Yeah. A little bit of a background. So now, how long has it been that you've been working with Eidetics?
With Eidetics, about 10 years. With people, about 40.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Like I said, guys, she's no slouch. And what was it that made you feel like your private practice wasn't helpful enough that you decided to like close it down?
I think I was finally at a point in my life where I was open to something more than thinking and more than the body work, which was effective. It was really effective. And I just, I'm a kind of person that if it doesn't satisfy and it doesn't feel like this is really getting to the kind of change that I would want for myself, I couldn't do it anymore. I just couldn't.
I see. So, and how long had you actually stopped before you've, you know, rediscovered eidetics?
Maybe 5-6 years.
Oh, wow. So it was a while.
Oh, yeah.
That must have been a difficult transition time in between. So it's kind of like you stopped doing what you were doing. You haven't found the new thing yet. And so you're kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm really made for eidetics.
What was it when you went to that weekend workshop? Yeah. Like, what was it about eidetics that just like called to you so deeply that you said, oh, this is it. This is what's going to get me back in?
Great question. So many things. I think part was that even though I'd done so much of my own inner work when I was with in this workshop, and that was very experiential.
Right.
I saw parts of myself I didn't know were there. I thought, how could that be? I've so examined myself. Not that it was perfectly done, but like, how could these parts be there that I wouldn't know?
Can you give an example? Just like one part that you didn't realize was there?
Yeah, I don't know that it came up that weekend, but one part was that I didn't really realize how hard I was fighting against what I truly wanted in my life.
Oh,
it was so intense to feel that me stopping myself, literally like the access was right there.
Yeah.
And I wanted it. Right. And I was like, no, I won't.
Oh, really?
It was awful. And I see it all the time in others too.
And so once you kind of came to that through eidetics, I mean, I don't know what you say. Did you transform it? You released it or you got past it? I mean, did you feel the shift right away?
See, I love the way you put all those questions and all those possibilities. So instead of like clearing something out, what the images do is they take you below the crust of the history, below the place, let's say, where I was saying no.
Okay.
To allow you to access, allowed me to access the part of me that was willing to say yes and feel good and feel loved, let love in one situation. So it's like I call it the crust of history.
Right.
When you get stopped by the crust, a lot of times people want to remove the crust or get rid of it or soften it or sweeten it.
Right.
When you tangle with it instead, when you tangle with it instead, then you get to go and access what's been buried underneath, which is really you without the crust.
Right. So it's a way of, it sounds like you drop deeper down.
On levels that, again, I didn't know were there.
So maybe you can give us a little bit of an example of what was the transformation you saw in a client who you worked with using eidetics. Like, what was sort of their challenge when they came in, and then like after they dropped through whatever was their challenge, like what happened to them afterwards?
Sure. Disguised a little bit. So,
yes, of course.
My client, when she came to me, she was in her 50s and she had been an award-winning artist.
Oh, okay.
Multiple awards all the time. But if you'd brought this up to her, she would have been embarrassed. And all of her awards were for volunteer work. And as much as she loved what she was doing, she wouldn't do it for pay.
Really?
Right. Awards up the wazoo, right? And so she was, and despite the fact that her husband really wanted her to bring in some money, it would be nice for the family. And she just didn't feel connected to herself as an artist. She was embarrassed. That's why the awards embarrassed her. So she went from zero earnings in art and being in her bathrobe a lot, like all day, right? So there was a lot of depressed feeling and all kinds of historical things with that too. But being an artist for pay at her own desire and being so proud of being an artist that she's looking forward to telling her grandchildren about it because she identifies herself that way and she's proud of it. Okay. And we didn't do any, let's have you go do an interview here and let's have you. We didn't do that. It all came from being able to feel who she really was and then be able to live it.
And how long did you have to work for her for that transformation to take place? I mean, was this one session, 10 sessions, something in between?
It was over time because little pieces came together over time. I didn't know she was in her bathrobe for a while, right? Yeah. And she wasn't even willing. Like what had happened was she had tried all kinds of other jobs and she would do these jobs. She would do training for them and never go out and get hired. And it was driving her husband crazy.
Wow.
Right. And it was because the passion that she had wasn't being lived. So we addressed different aspects and things that had happened that were really, really difficult in her childhood that had supported this, of course, not doing it. And so it took a while, but there were, what I expect in eidetics is that there's a change with every session. You either feel the way you're holding yourself back or you feel that opening and you'll begin to allow it more. So that kind of progression that led to that, it took time, but it was always moving.
Wow. So. Beautiful. Beautiful. So it sounds like eidetics is something that like anybody can derive benefit from, not just people who are dealing with like extreme issues.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's totally true. The people that I work with look really good on the outside.
Right.
But it's the inside where they're suffering.
Right. Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. So we got you're popular on Facebook Live. So we have Ellen, Joellen, Logan, Cassidy, Jody. Both Joellen and Cassidy basically say, go Wendy. So inspirational. So you brought your own fan club with you today.
Right.
That's great. That's great.
Thank you.
So what about for you yourself personally? Like, how do you feel different today than you did 10 years ago before you started doing this work?
I'm so different.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
For one thing, my voice is different, which is weird because we never worked directly on that. I used to sound like I was about 15, which was nice, but... And more meaningfully than that, I was, for example, with my husband, who I've been with almost 40 years, a lot of the time I was mentally divorcing him, practicing over and over how I was going to say it and how he, oh my God, it was like taking up so much of my mental space. And I wasn't able to appreciate him as much as I can now. And I wasn't able to let myself be loved. Not really.
Okay.
And I also, my mind is able to take in on a much, much, much deeper level now than I could before because I was so busy in my head.
Right.
Which is why when I first met eidetics, I didn't understand it because all I could do was think, blah, 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 blah. My mind, it wouldn't stop.
Right.
And that has shifted so much, and so I feel so much easier.
Wow. And did you know from, like, that first weekend, that first time, like, this was it, this was for you? Or did you take, like, a few training courses before you were, like, full in?
No, after waiting 20 years, that one weekend was, it was like, oh my God, I've been looking for this since social work school.
Yeah.
I did my thesis on change, how people really change. I really wanted to know.
Wow. Wow. And is this something that you have to be a therapist to be trained in, or is this like something anybody can be trained in?
You don't have to. It helps.
It helps, yeah.
But you don't have to.
Right. No, because I know like with EMDR, you have to be a therapist to be trained in EMDR and certain other things like that. Sometimes they want to make sure you're sort of a professional before they do it, but this isn't one of them. Okay, great. Great. All right, so we're going to take another quick break, and then when we come back, I'll be your guinea pig.
Okay.
Okay, we'll figure something out. And before we go to break, also, just a couple of quick things. For those who didn't notice, I am doing a spoon bending workshop this evening. So if you're watching live or you're listening live and you'd like to come out this evening, we're going from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. I haven't done a spoon bending workshop in about a year, guys, and I'm not sure when I'll do the next one. So you can find out all about it by going to our meetup group, which is meetup.com/conscious-biz-collective. You can also go to the Facebook page for Double Diamond Wellness. It's listed there as an event. I think I've shared it a bunch of places. It's probably also on my Conscious Consultant Facebook page. But it's really a very transformational experience. So I highly recommend you guys come out because it's something very special. So, all right. So we're going to actually see what eidetics is kind of like. And when we get back from break, so please stay tuned. This is going to be really interesting. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour. We're live every Thursday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour with Wendy Yellen, a expert in eidetics imagery. Okay, so we've been talking about it enough. I really want our viewers and our listeners to kind of get a feel for this. So, Wendy, I am all yours.
Oh, you're so warm and kind.
Ah.
All right, so I'm going to walk Sam you through this, mm-hmm. and at the same time, I'm going to do this in such a way that everybody listening can have their own experience.
Okay.
So, a couple things to know to start.
All right.
First of all, even though we're going to do an image that has something to do with parents.
Mm-hmm.
This is not history.
Okay.
And it's not memory. It's a whole different part of your mind.
All right.
And I'll be reminding you of all this and the listeners. Second of all, as long as you are watching the image that's going to come up for you, you can't do it wrong.
Okay.
The only way you can do it wrong is if you're thinking like I was. Okay.
Okay.
All right. But you'll still get something from it.
Okay. Great.
Second of all, you can, next, you can do this with your eyes open or closed.
Okay.
And it's going to be helpful for you and everyone to come up with a situation in your mind that's going on now that you wish was different.
Okay.
Okay. You'd like to be different in it. Let's put it that way more clearly. Something that's troubling you, something that's bothering you, irritating you, like that. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So once you have that, then you can, again, eyes open or closed.
Mm-hmm.
Going to give you instruction, and what you do is you wait and wait to see what you see. And don't control it. let it have a mind of its own. So see your parents in mm-hmm. a house, in the house that you think of as a home, mm-hmm. the house you grew up in.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And in this exact moment, in this exact image, see where are they and what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
So this is not about where would they be or anything like that. It's waiting and letting your eidetic mind show you where are they right this moment in this image and what are they doing. And you want to watch that for a moment. Yeah. And as you're looking, notice how the young, and this should be from a time when you're growing up. So if you're seeing it from now, then you let it go and go mm-hmm. back to when you're growing up.
Yeah.
And you notice how old you are in the image and how you're feeling as you're seeing through your young eyes, as you're seeing your mother and your father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some people, it'll be step-parents or whatever. You just see who shows up.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So you went very fast. For some people, it's going to take much longer, and that's okay. But for moving forward here, what do you – while you're describing what you're seeing, let me tell the listeners, everybody's going to have a completely different experience here.
Mm-hmm.
So what Sam is seeing isn't right or wrong. It's just what you're seeing, Sam.
Right, right.
So, and then what we can do while we're listening to you describe is we can all look at your image with you, see what you're seeing, and feel what we feel.
Mm-hmm.
Not analyze it. That's not going to take you anywhere up except back up to your head.
Yeah.
So show us why you're describing it. What do you see?
So what I see is in the living room of the house I grew up in the Bronx, my father is reading the New York Times in his chair, the paper up, like you can't even see him. He's behind the paper. I believe my mom's like on the phone talking to one of her friends, complaining about something. I have mm-hmm. no idea what.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you said, like, what's the feeling around it, it feels cold. Like the house, the temperature feels a little cool, but it just energetically, emotionally, it feels cold.
Yes. Really great. Great. Now, because you went into it and you're really looking mm-hmm. at it. That's mm-hmm. why I mean great. Now, how old are you?
Yeah, I was trying to get a handle on the age. I think from the image that I get, I'm probably something like 5, 6, 7, somewhere around there.
Okay, look just a little bit more and see if you can tell. Between 5 and 7, there's a pretty big gap.
Yeah,
if you
so
can,
probably,
if you can.
Probably more like 5 to 6.
Yeah, yeah. Now, where are you standing in your image? Or where are you?
In between the living room and the kitchen was the dining room, you know, mm-hmm. and they're pretty good sized rooms. And there's a sofa in the dining room, so I'm sitting on the sofa.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can see both of them from where you are. Or,
yeah.
Okay. Now.
So like she's in the kitchen, like she's to the left in the kitchen talking on the phone, and he's on the right in the living room behind his newspaper.
He's on the right. Okay, and you're feeling. The house feels emotionally cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now let's see if we can find out a little bit more about how you're feeling inside you as you look at each of them and you're sitting there on that couch.
You know, I feel, you know, unseen, invisible, you know, like, I don't know. It's kind of like they're caught up in their own stuff. So it's like I don't matter or like I'm just not seen.
Yes, yes. Now, what does it feel like in your chest, in your body, to not feel seen like that, and then that they're caught up in their stuff? What do you notice in your young self?
It's sad, upset, like not angry or. You know, not like no anger or rage, but it's more like sadness and disappointment and just like a feeling of it's not right.
Yeah. Now, I'm looking at your image, too, what's called co-consciously, and I'm having some feelings, too. So I'm going to tell you what I'm feeling. But what I'm feeling isn't necessarily right. I just want to know if it's similar to what you're experiencing or different.
Okay.
So I feel kind of, as you, I feel kind of sunken in my chest. I feel kind of like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Now, not in your best moments, but in some of your darker moments, is this a familiar feeling to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, of course. It would be, right? Yeah. Okay, all right. You want to go a little further?
Sure.
Okay. So as you look at your mother and as you look at your father, does either one of them draw your attention more in the image for the young you?
You know, probably my mom, because she was making a lot of noise on the phone, you know, talking loudly.
Okay. I just have a feeling. So
sure.
is that loudness, if you went below the sound and you just look, is it still her that attracts your attention more?
It's more like the energy, the anger.
Yeah.
And it's also because it's like such a sharp contrast to him, who's completely quiet, silent.
Yes.
Like almost as if he's not there.
Yes. Yes. And when you see that it's almost as if he's not there, what's your feeling about?
That's kind of like how I feel. Like almost like, you know, I'm not there either.
Okay. Okay. So now feel if you could. Do or the young you, if you could do or say anything in this image and you were 1,000,000,000% sure that it was going to be okay, and it is because it's your imaginal realm, can you feel what the young you wants to do? Can you do or say, but preferably using more of you than just words?
Not even words. I mean, I could tell you just to, like, you know, get a hug from one of them, like go over to my dad and like sit in his lap and just have him, you know, hold him, have him hold me.
Okay. All right. So what I'd like you to do is now see in the image, feel that you want to do that because it's your feeling and then see that you do it. Don't go ahead of the image.
Mm-hmm.
Go over there, do what you just said and watch what happens. See and feel what happens.
Yeah, he puts down the paper and I climb up in his lap and he holds me for a minute.
All right, now just slow. Now stay way out of your head and see him holding you and see the way, see what's happening, like the way he's holding you, whatever way it is, without being wishful thinking, just let the image lead. Notice what it feels like in your body. Notice what he looks like when the paper's down and you can see him and he's holding you this way. Again, notice what the young you's feeling and keep watching the image and keep telling us what you see.
So he's holding me, but he's not embracing me. And what I feel from him is that he has a lot of sadness and like he has a hard time connecting, like even though like he wants to, it's almost like he doesn't know how to.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of hurt and shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm because I made the effort and climbed up on his lap and stuff. He's allowing me there, but there's still like this distance.
Yes. So now see that a cool wind comes down from the heavens and it's a gift from the gods.
Mm.
And the young you feels it swirl around you, this cool wind.
Mm-hmm.
And now see that out of you number one comes you number two.
Mm-hmm.
Number one disappears.
Mm-hmm.
What does number two look like and do?
Older. I'm not sure. I mean, I just kind of see him standing there.
Yeah. What kind of stance can you see?
Just standing straight up.
And the feeling?
Um, I mean, there's compassion there. You know, there's a desire to help.
How are you an adult now?
I would say, yeah. I mean, I would say, yeah, like as a young man, like maybe late teens, early 20s.
All right, so I'm going to go backwards for a little bit. And I want you to go back to where you're sitting on your dad's lap and you can feel that he's shut down. And you really can feel it is what you've been telling us. So, so now, again, in the image as the young you, feel what you really want to do. If you knew it would be okay, first really feel it and then see that you do it and watch what happens between you.
I kind of feel myself starting to cry and like holding him and crying. And then he starts to cry.
Yes.
After a while.
Now stay with that and see him. With you. And if we need to take a break, we can. This stuff will stay there. So you can you see him there and see the crying, you're crying. Feel what's happening in his body, in your body, and tell us what you're seeing, what you're noticing, what you're feeling.
I kind of feel him kind of, I don't know quite how I'd describe it, like starting to collapse.
Yes.
You know, like not holding himself so rigid anymore. So he's like softening and like relaxing and collapsing and kind of letting himself go a little bit.
Yes. Now notice exactly what, notice what's happening for the young you when you feel that collapse in him, that he's not holding himself the way you're so used to and that he's softer.
Yeah.
What does that feel like to the young you?
That actually feels comforting, I guess, in a way.
You guess, or
it
does?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll kind of wrap this up and let you know more about Wendy. So everyone, please stay tuned. Hope you're all still with us, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We just had a interesting experience experiencing what it's like to actually do this process of Eidetics Imagery. We got a couple of comments on the Facebook live stream. Thank you, Joy. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And Laura says, this is great, Sam. Thank you for your honesty. I was right there with you as a little girl. This is helpful. Thank you all. And you know, this is part of, you know, why I'm okay with being the guinea pig, so to speak, because this is, I know what people can relate to is real stories, yes, and real things like, yes, that when, yes, we get specific. But that was, you know, very interesting because I have done like a lot of work, as people know, I've talked about it, the shamanic work that I, mm-hmm, do with my parents and stuff. But yeah, I haven't really, it was the first time I kind of felt my dad soften and yeah, like give in to his own sadness.
Yeah. That's so beautiful. There was actually a person here with us that was off camera. Yeah. And when she left, she said, it's really important for people to heal, you know, things with their parents. And it reminded me, I really wanted to say this. It's so important because what I said in the beginning, we're, right, not just working with our parents. Right. Now, you know this. I want to underline it.
Yeah.
So what we're really working with when we're working with an eidetic image is the parents inside of us, the way, yes, our parents are inside of us,
yes,
the way that we've locked ourselves into a certain way of being because of what we received and didn't receive. So,
right,
it's no, mm, longer about our relationship to them, although it, right, helps that.
Yes.
But it is very much about our, what we can let in, how, right, we stiffen up, and what we can,
right,
the,
right,
kindness and love that we can allow in. For example, with your image,
right,
which you did so beautifully. I mean, you know, here you are watching the time and doing the interview and still going in.
Multiprocessing.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And it is very powerful because it wasn't like, you know, I'm planning out like this is what's going to happen or this is why it's, mm-hmm, happening or anything. I'm just flowing with what I feel and what the imagery that comes to me.
Can I ask you?
Sure.
So I think this is so important. What it was, from what I could see, hard for you to allow that last little bit when he would soften,
yeah,
much like I saw, like I said about myself.
Right.
Where it was a little hard to take what you wanted because, well,
yeah,
was that true or not? Or maybe not, Sam. That last tiny little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was probably
a little bit
of resistance,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's human.
Yeah.
But that's what I wanted. I'm really glad you were so vulnerable that you let all of that be visible because, mm, that's so human.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's one thing to do like a visualization where you decide what you're going to feel.
Right,
but when,
right,
you do that, you don't have to go over those inner humps.
Right.
That,
right,
where we, right, do stop ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you really showed that. I so appreciate that.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. Again, because I come to this after having done a lot of work, mm-hmm, on myself, and particularly in the last 3.5 years, that I'm much softer with myself than I used to be. So now I can feel it's easier for me to allow this kind of softness,
yeah,
in general and being able to see it with other people. And I also know from like a lot of the work that I do with others that oftentimes it's not about what actually happened. It's not about who our parents actually were or weren't. It's more about what are the archetypes that were kind of our parents that we're holding inside of ourselves that we're, I don't know, kind of like holding ourselves, mm-hmm, to in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the words we use is filters. Like when I was wanting to be more successful in my business, the only, mm-hmm, way I could imagine being more successful was to do it like my mom did, with rigidity,
right,
and tightness. And I thought, oh my God, I can't, I don't want to be successful, right, if that's what it took.
Right.
But that was my only filter.
Right, right, right.
Right?
'Cause that was your only point of reference. Too.
Right. Or I could have been like my dad, who was expansive, but I, like, couldn't get the train to the station.
So, yeah.
I want to do that.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Interesting. Oh, I hate to stop it, but you know, we only have an hour, so you can't get to everything, but that was really beautiful. That was really wonderful. And I'm just curious. So like when somebody comes to you and they're, mm-hmm, they go through a process like this, like they typically, they're coming back several times, that this happens over a period of time. It's not just like a one shot, you know, you do one long process and that's it.
Well, a couple things. First of all, what we just did, we actually did three little tiny pieces of three different images that we just did right now. But there are thousands and thousands and thousands of images, and I work with people with their own personal, the ones that fit best for what they want right now and with that particular person. But like I said before, you see the change from session to session. I want to work with people. I want to work with people really deeply. So I work with people who really want to go all out, want to expand, want to feel much better, want to have changes in multiple areas of their life. Because at this age of my life, that's what I want.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I want for me, and that's what I want for others.
Exactly. And so if people want to learn more about you, get in touch with you, how do they find you?
The best way to actually connect with me and have another experience, more personalized experience with Eidetics, and talk to me about what it would like to work together, would be to go to measiwanttobe.com.
Me as I want to be.com.
All one word, letters.
That's cool.
And there's a video there, an experiential video of Eidetics, and a way to contact me if someone is ready to move.
Right.
Yeah.
And is this something that is only done in person, I'm assuming?
Oh, no. I live in New Mexico, and I don't have a single client in New Mexico.
Really?
Yeah, not one.
So everything is done like via Skype or via Zoom?
It's all by phone. And also I work with, like, my mastermind comes to Santa Fe a couple times a year. And we work together, and I have people have private intensive, day-long intensives in person. So it's a combination of both.
Cool. And I really appreciate you. I mean, you're here in New York on vacation, I'm assuming?
No, I came for work for yesterday, so I stayed extra to be with you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate that.
Me as I want to be.com.
Beautiful. And then people can find out everything there, watch the video.
Yeah.
So any parting words for our listeners just before we sign off?
If you are like me, you didn't come here for a life half lived.
Yeah.
So don't live it that way.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Wendy. I really appreciate you, and I really appreciate you coming in
today. Total pleasure. Thank you.
All right, wonderful. So everybody, let me just flip the camera around here. So, I mean, that was pretty fascinating. I mean, it was great to receive that and be that on the experiencing side. So I really highly recommend this. Thank you, Christina. Love the open. Really great. Thank you. You're welcome. It was a great show. Again, just a quick reminder, the GoFundMe campaign, if you'd want to help out the station to help us get some new equipment, the GoFundMe.com/talkradioNYCmarathon, or just go to talkradio.nyc and just click on the little GoFundMe button on the top of the page. And if anyone is interested in the spoon bending workshop tonight, if you're in New York City, you can go to facebook.com/conscious consultant or facebook.com/double diamond wellness. Or our meetup group, which is meetup.com/conscious-biz-collective. So thank you all for tuning in. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Kai Cole Show, our daily magic. Today she's talking about tribe architects herself, and two or three other people are going to be all on the conference line. Brand new show live, as well as Adam is going to be in studio at 2 o'clock with Stephen Robledo, who is a human design expert. That is sure to be a fun show. So thank you all for tuning in. Love you guys. Mwah. And we will talk to you next week. Have a great week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.